Brilliance Audio. The Four Corners of the Heart by Françoise Sagan. Translated by Sophie Lewis. Performed by Carolyn Hewitt. Foreword. Since I took over my mother's estate in 2007, the publication of many new editions has brought me the further privilege of contributing forewords to these books, entrusted by me to a number of sympathetic publishers, La Vitesse, Speed, Bonjour New York, Chronique 1954-2003, Françoise Sagan, Ma Mère, and, most recently, Toxique, Toxic, in a restored version of the original edition. The publishers found me something of a sitting duck, indeed a duck that invariably delighted in diving into each new writing task. And I should add that this contribution being to my mother's oeuvre made no difference. The exercise would have been as joyful without that. Of course, these texts I was presenting had already been edited, and in some cases re-edited, had therefore been reread and revised, and, most likely, so thoroughly introduced already that it did not make much difference if this last little opinion piece of mine passed entirely unnoticed. So when Édition Plon asked me to write the introduction to The Four Corners of the Heart, I was not surprised, simply gratified by the trust once more placed in me. Only that evening, back home and with time for reflection, did I understand the magnitude of what I had just agreed to. It consisted, neither more nor less, of presenting a never-published work by an iconic author, the impending first publication of which promised to cause a simultaneous literary typhoon and media earthquake. Truth be told, I have only the vaguest recollection of how this manuscript came into my hands. It must have been 2 or 3 years after I took charge of the estate. The moment this manuscript was passed to me, I felt its existence was nothing short of a miracle, all my mother's belongings having already been seized, sold, given away, or dubiously acquired by third parties. Although slim, the book's pages were bound only by a plastic cover, the kind students use for publishing their theses, and it consisted of 2 volumes. The first was entitled Les Quatre Coins du Cœur, or The Four Corners of the Heart, and the second, which opened with The Paris Train Came into Tours Station at 4:10 p.m., was called Le Cœur Battu, The Beaten Heart. At that time, there was no definite title for the novel, and, as I write these lines, I still don't know which we will choose. The typed text had been photocopied so many times that the letters were no longer quite clear. Crossings out, annotations, and corrections by unknown hands had been carried out with varying intensity through the 2 volumes, which had been discovered mislaid amid a stack of files, documents, and other records, so it took me a while to realize this was all part of a single novel. So it was, by a series of lucky, or rather, unlucky, coincidences, that at first I paid little attention to this manuscript. I had no notion it could be an unpublished novel. Besides, my mother's estate was in a state of deep disorder, and my thoughts were exclusively occupied with disentangling apparently inextricably knotted legal, fiscal, and editorial issues. Nonetheless, looking back at that moment now, I was strangely casual about this text that, although unfinished, had astonished me with its powerfully Sagan-esque style. The often wickedly sharp portraits, the Baroque tone and fantastical nature of some of the plotting. So I must have been careless indeed to pay it so little attention, to the extent of leaving The Four Corners of the Heart in a bottom drawer over the intervening years. But its unfinished nature appeared such that it would have been unwise to share the book with any reader I didn't absolutely trust. A few months earlier, I had done the rounds of most of Paris's publishers who, with their successive rebuffs, had led me to fear that Françoise Sagan's works would vanish along with the final hours of the 20th century. And then I met Jean-Marc Robert, the man for my hour of need, who later became my mentor on editorial questions related to the estate. At the time, he was director of the publisher Édition Stock.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?